Hi, this is Corinne Cohn reporting for the Broadway Showbiz Network. I wanted to discuss How to Train Your Dragon 3, The Hidden World. It's a trilogy, and this is the third film. Usually, in trilogies, the first and second film are usually the strongest, but this is not the case. In the third movie, is absolutely the strongest, and it ties the whole series together. It's a very heartwarming film. It's very much about love, friendship, growing up, letting go, showing, putting your, lover or friend over your own needs, being a good person or a good pet. But mainly it's about love. And during these times when everything is so difficult and sinister, this is the movie that will save the world, honestly. It is, you need to bring tissues. It's extraordinary. It's just well written, beautifully animated. There's a scene, which I don't want to spoil for you, but there's a scene where they're going towards the hidden world, and it's like you're in a Monet painting. It's just, the colors are spectacular. And I don't know, I have a very big fondness for Toothless, who's like, I know he's a dark fury, but he's really like a black Labrador retriever, that can fly and is so expressive in this film, more so than the other two, if you could imagine. He is absolutely the most delightful character. And all right, here's a spoiler alert. So if you don't want to have the movie spoiled for you, I would leave now. If you want to hear my rest of my review, I would. This is the greatest animated film I have ever seen. I happen to be a huge animated film lover, and I have a lot of animated films that I adore. But this is by far the best animated film I have ever seen. And it's not really just for kids. I think it goes over the kids' heads. I think a lot of it, young children won't understand. This is a movie that should have been released on Valentine's Day. This is a movie for the whole family, but it's really for young, love, adults, and it's romantic. Extraordinarily romantic. Another spoiler alert, I mean, basically the dark fury meets a light fury, and he is doing this dance, sort of like a mating dance, to try to win her love, and it is like Pulp Fiction mixed with, like, I don't know, just absolutely hilarious. I mean, just the cutest thing I've ever seen. This movie, is heartwarming, well-written, phenomenal animation, phenomenal talent, voices are phenomenal. The animators do a great job. Toothless will appeal to anyone who has a love for an animal, love for a best friend. He's like a big, golden, black lab, but he is the most fun. It is touching, it is heartwarming, and it's the kind of movie you want to own and watch over and over and over again. I thought this was the best animated film I have ever seen. I would give it a perfect score. It's really for everyone, but mainly for lovers. It should have been released on Valentine's Day. Go and see it on February 22nd, and thank me after you do. This is Corinne reporting for the Broadway Showbiz Network. I hope, even though it's a trilogy, I hope that my review and others that probably feel the same way I do will make a sequel instead of a trilogy. We could start a new trilogy. I would say there could be a book called Toothless. There could be Dark Fury, Light Fury. There could be Hiccup, Astrid. Don't end this incredible series. The writing is phenomenal, and everything about this movie was perfection. In my opinion, like I said, it's the best animated film I have ever seen. And on that note, have a happy Valentine's Day.